Hollywood star was asked, "Are you married?" She said, "Occasionally."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was writing the book To Be Perfectly Honest, which is a daily diary of me trying to live without a lie, and I got wondering, how honest should I be with my wife? I mean, when she asks me how the soup is, normally it's amazing. But sometimes, do I say, "Honey, your soup is normally amazing, but even Mozart wrote some movements no orchestra would play"? Ramona and I have been married more than 30 years in a row, partly because I've learned to build good things with my words, to avoid saying, "This soup tastes like a cat got loose in it." Wise husbands steer clear of sarcasm. Wise husbands remember her birthday and forget her age. We follow the ancient Chinese marriage secret, wash face in morning, neck at night. Yes, we neck at night. If you're under 50, you don't have a clue what that is. It's kissing, that's all. If you're married, have you ever fudged the truth? I once told Ramona I liked her haircut. It was not true. I liked it before it was cut. She once told me, "I like you better with less hair." She lied too. Lying has been such a blessing in our marriage. I'm kidding. But on day 25 of my journey to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth for a whole year, I set out to be totally honest with my wife. I woke up and said, "I want breakfast in bed." She said, "Then you should have slept in the kitchen." Of course, the ultimate dilemma for guys is when our wife stands before us and asks, "Do the horizontal stripes on this dress make me look husky?" What to do? Pretend to have a hearing problem? Join the Navy and leave home? Do we say, "I think I hear a phone ringing. I'll be back in a week"? No. But if ever your wife mentions the word chubby in a sentence relating to her, jump in fast. Say, "Not a chance, babe. You look fantastic. I can't believe you married me." Such words will keep you happily married for hundreds of years. How did we manage to stay together all these years? First off, we viewed marriage as a calling and a huge privilege. More than anything, it's been God's grace. There is a woman who's seen me at my worst and still loves me. Wow. To be forgiven is awesome. Also, I leave flirtatious messages on her voicemail. When I do this, I make sure I dial correctly. We practice stubborn commitment. She doesn't vacuum during baseball games. We dance together, even if our children wander into the living room and make gagging noises. Ah! We say things like, "Sorry," and "I forgive you," and "Thank you. Here's my wallet." We attend church each weekend. We disagree while smiling. And once, just to bring some excitement into our marriage, we watched the movie Jaws together with our feet in a big tub of water. In all of our relationships, there are times we need to speak up and address a problem. But remember, there's a way to do it. God's word is filled with amazing relational advice. Ephesians 4:29 says this, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Being right is nice, but, you know, there are more important things. Being right is nice, but it's all a little pointless without being relational. Never lie to your spouse, but don't always be blabbering the truth either. Next time you're wondering about confronting your spouse, here's a little acrostic to help you. It's the word think. THINK. T, is what I'm about to tell her true? H, is it helpful? I, will it inspire her? N, is it necessary? K, am I kind about it? Simple kindness is one of the most endearing traits in any lasting relationship. And here's another little marriage tip. Sometimes I go around the house tightening jars, and that way she needs me more.
Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter.